Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, October 30th. You'll be interested to know. 87 years ago, today, in 1938, a radio dramatization of The War of the Worlds was presented in a realistic news bulletin style and famously convinced many listeners they were hearing an actual alien invasion. That broadcast showcased the power of radio storytelling to stir public imagination and led to new conversations about media responsibility and the influence of mass entertainment. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 2 feet. Conditions stay clean through the morning, but by noon, they shift to 2+ feet and become fair. Winds are onshore, starting at 1 mile per hour and increasing to 5 mile per hour by noon. Expect the swell to build to 2 to 3 feet in the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 10 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 4 feet at 6:30 a.m., followed by a 3-foot low tide at 11:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean on Friday with waves in the 3 to 4+ foot range and light winds. Saturday sees similar sizes but shifts to fair conditions as winds pick up slightly in the afternoon. Sunday brings a steady increase in swell with waves reaching 4 to 5+ feet, offering the best surf of the period with cleaner faces throughout the day. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 63 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:08. It looks like we're in for a sunny day, with a high near 77 and a light south breeze. Tonight, expect some patchy fog after 11 p.m. with partly cloudy skies and a low around 59 with calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather. Friday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m., then turns mostly sunny with a high near 73 and a light south wind around 5 miles per hour. Saturday into Monday each morning features patchy fog before 11 a.m. on Saturday and before 10 a.m. Sunday and Monday, with mostly sunny afternoons and highs rising to near 74 on Saturday and near 77 on Sunday and Monday, and nights mostly cloudy with lows around 60 to 61. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego State University announced record-breaking enrollment numbers for the fall semester. Combined enrollment at SDSU's main campus and SDSU Imperial Valley reached 41,184 students, reflecting a nearly 5% increase from last year. Nearly 7,000 were first-year students, surpassing last year's record of 6,629. The university received applications from over 95,000 first-year applicants, another record for SDSU. Across both campuses, SDSU reviewed applications from more than 120,000 students, with a significant rise in those pursuing advanced education. Data shows SDSU's 4-year graduation rate for first-time freshmen increased from 49% in 2015 to 62.2% in 2021. Now on to sports. Haynes King, the quarterback for Georgia Tech, is gaining recognition as one of the toughest players in college football. Last year, he played against Georgia despite a right shoulder injury that caused him immense pain. Miraculously, just days before the game, he was able to throw deep passes. Head coach Brent Key noted that King has an innately high pain tolerance and can block out pain. In a remarkable performance, King threw for 303 yards and ran for 3 touchdowns, despite the Jackets' loss in 8 overtimes. His determination has led Georgia Tech to an 8-0 record and a number 7 ranking in the Associated Press poll. In local sports, the Los Angeles Chargers are entering a make-or-break stretch, with their next 4 games presenting winnable opportunities to seize control of the American Football Conference West. Currently, the team holds a record of 5 wins and 3 losses after week 8. Facing the Tennessee Titans, Pittsburgh Steelers, Jacksonville Jaguars, and Las Vegas Raiders, the Chargers need to capitalize on this favorable schedule. While victories are not guaranteed, the team has a strong chance to win each matchup. If successful, they could potentially reach a record of 9 wins and 3 losses by Week 14, positioning them for a competitive season finish. In top news, Hurricane Melissa made landfall in Cuba early Wednesday as a Category 3 storm after devastating western Jamaica on Tuesday. Melissa struck near Chivirico, Cuba, with wind speeds of 125 miles per hour at 3 a.m., and is now a Category 2 storm with maximum winds of 100 miles per hour. The storm is moving northeast, expected to reach Bermuda by Thursday night. In Jamaica, flooding left 77% of homes without electricity, and the government declared a disaster area. More than 735,000 people were evacuated in Cuba as officials prepared for widespread flooding. In business news, the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates at its second consecutive meeting, but Chair Jerome Powell cast doubt on expectations for a further rate cut this year. Powell emphasized that the notion of a cut at the Fed's next gathering in December is far from a certainty. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 erased gains, while the Nasdaq Composite rose to a record high. Powell's comments highlight a growing chorus of officials wary about additional cuts. The Fed will stop reducing its asset portfolio on December 1st, marking a significant shift in policy. Concerns about inflation and job growth continue to complicate the Fed's decisions. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% to about $111,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $3,900. And XRP is down 1% to $2.58. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. America only hurts itself by discounting what China has done well. After months of trade tensions, Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet in Korea for a possible agreement. This presents an occasion for the United States to learn from China's rapid technological advancements. China has become a powerhouse, leading in artificial intelligence patents and clean energy technology. To regain its competitive edge, the United States must embrace innovation and absorb talent from China. Excessive competition in China has spurred unique advancements that the U.S. can learn from. Ignoring these lessons may leave America lagging behind. And in entertainment news, Taylor Sheridan, the mastermind behind hits like Tulsa King and Landman, is leaving Paramount after tensions with new chief executive David Ellison's leadership team. Sheridan valued creative freedom at Paramount, but that began to change with Ellison's arrival following the merger with Skydance. Disagreements over project pitches and budget scrutiny prompted Sheridan to sign a 5-year contract with NBC Universal, potentially worth up to $1 billion. While he plans to fulfill his remaining commitments to Paramount, the loss of Sheridan represents a significant challenge for Ellison, especially amid upcoming layoffs. Sheridan's departure highlights the struggle between fostering talent and controlling costs in the entertainment industry. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and author, Walter Lippmann. And he said, "We're all think alike, no one thinks very much." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.